This is Pride of the Lions, a weekly look inside St. Andrew's School Athletics with insights, interviews, and expert analysis. Now, here's your host, Kyle Lawson.
And welcome in, Savannah sports fans, to another episode of Pride of the Lions right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson, welcoming you to another edition of Pride of the Lions, a show that focuses in on all things St. Andrew's School athletics. Another week, another big win, and another big shutout, and the Lions are marching towards the second round of the GISA playoffs. And on tonight's show, we are going to be joined once again with the head coach and athletic director of your Lions, Coach Doug Dixon. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Coach Dixon, recap a big victory as last Friday, your Lions were able to shut things down on both sides of the ball with a 28-0 victory in the first round of the GISA playoffs, and that victory was on the road at Piedmont Academy. First off, Coach, big W, thanks for joining me once again. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, Colin. It's always great to get to have the opportunity to talk with you.
I sure appreciate it. And yeah, I had some logistical issues last week. I was out of state, and appreciate you being a good sport. And thanks to everybody at the station for helping out and working with Coach Dixon. So, Coach, back-to-back shutout victories. That's three on the trot. You had two big victories to end the season. Ending the season, of course, back on the second with a win on the road at Monsignor Donovan Catholic, 45-0. You follow that up with a big victory, 28-0 shutout last Friday night. And this week, you'll be taking on Terrell Academy in the second round of the playoffs. And it's got to feel like a great feeling that you keep marching on in November.
It's anytime you get to play later in November, it's a blessing. And we're blessed to have the opportunity to play this Friday night down in Dawson, Georgia, Terrell Academy, and looking forward to the challenge that it brings.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big matchup. Again, that's going to be this Friday, and that, of course, is Terrell Academy down in Dawson, Georgia. Before we get to the breakdown of Terrell Academy and talk a little bit about the big matchup coming up this Friday, I want to roll back here to the big victory you had against Piedmont Academy and 28-0 final. Your defense looked sharp and a big performance from your offense against the Piedmont Academy Cougars. Let's go ahead and we'll start on your initial thoughts going into the game. What was the message going into the game? And obviously I know that your young men were ready, but just give me the whole feeling around the locker room as you got ready for that game to start.
Well, you know, we're a young team, so we were anxious, I believe, a little bit, but yet at the same time excited about the opportunity that we knew that we had in front of us. We have five seniors, and we had great leadership out of those young men, help bringing everybody together and help them understand once you get to the playoffs, your level of play has to increase. And not only that, when you have to travel to the playoffs, a road playoff win is a big deal. And, you know, a lot of these guys, it was their first time ever playing in the playoffs, let alone a road playoff game in a hostile environment. And I'm just very proud of our young men and the way they stepped up and played at a high level.
Yeah, they certainly did. And yeah, big performance all the way around on both sides of the football. And yeah, it's just, you're getting a lot of guys that, especially, you know, you have a handful of freshmen and sophomores that are on there that are, you know, getting a chance to not only start, but, you know, they're playing, you know, really meaningful football late in the year with an opportunity to keep marching towards a state title. And yeah, it's so important to just kind of get those jitters and get those butterflies out of the way and just know, hey, this is what we've been practicing for all year, and this is what we're made for, and we're going to go out and get it done. And they certainly did. And Coach, go ahead and talk about, I mean, big performance from the offense, 28 points scored. What do you think was the difference? And kind of just walk through the whole offensive game plan.
Not a problem in the world. Again, we were able to establish the run game very well with our quarterback running the ball well.
Yes.
Connor Dodge, as well as Reggie Shepherd, and Ben Jones all contributed strongly to our run game. Connor was also very accurate in the throw game. He was 4 for 5, and we threw for 125 yards, which is a pretty good night. Very accurate is passing. We really got the tight end involved in our game. Grant Vians had a great game catching the ball as well as blocking. It was just an overall both sides of the ball were both sides, both passing and running, we were very effective. And you can't do any of that without good blocking up front. So our line obviously played pretty well as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, yeah, you preach that, I mean, your quarterback and running backs can only be as successful as your line. And, of course, your big fellas right up front got the job done and made life pretty easy for Reggie and Connor and, of course, Andrew Longwater, and just a big performance. But, yeah, like you said, you were able to spread the ball out a little bit. You're a strong ground team. We all know that. But you were able to get your tight end and getting some looks throughout the game. And it's always nice when you can kind of open up that playbook a little bit and, you know, kind of spread the ball around. So that's pretty great stuff, Coach. And we're looking at it right now. Yeah, we've got about 1 minute before we take our first commercial break. I want to talk a little bit about just focus on, just special teams really quickly here. Give me your thoughts overall about your special teams play.
I got to tell you, you hit a bright spot right there for me, Kyle. Our special teams have been magnificent all year. We've on our kickoff return, we've averaged getting the ball out to the 43-yard line each time. Punt team, we've been averaging right at 30 yards net a punt. And then the team that I'm most proud of probably would be our kickoff team, which has got 8 turnovers so far this year.
8.
And that's pretty impressive. They've done a great job with that. So very proud of our kickoff team. And we've held the opponent average at the 26-yard line. So it's been a real good job for our kickoff team and our entire special teams. You go to our extra point field goal with Scotty Chapman. He's perfect again this year on extra points. Just doing a great job for us. We're just really blessed with very good special teams.
Yeah, you got that right. And having a good special teams unit, a great kickoff unit, just makes life so much easier for your defense. And, of course, when we come back from our first commercial break, we're going to talk about the defense here and finish up recapping a big first-round victory. Final score for the Lions, 28-0 over Piedmont Academy. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson, and you have been listening to Pride of the Lions. We're here each week talking all things St. Andrew's School athletics, and we are in the heat of football season. When we come back, we are going to preview the upcoming matchup for the second round of the GISA playoffs, which the Lions will be facing off against Terrell Academy, and we're going to break that down for you and also talk about a big game shutout for the Lion defense last Friday. Stick around. We'll be back with more Pride of the Lions right after this.
Now, more Pride of the Lions on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to Pride of the Lions right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. Welcome you back to Pride of the Lions, where we cover all things St. Andrew's School athletics, recapping a big 28 shutout victory in the first round of the GISA playoffs for your St. Andrew's School Lions, 28-0 over Piedmont Academy. With that victory, they will advance to take on Terrell Academy coming up this Friday, November the 16th, and we're recapping last week's big win and previewing the upcoming matchup with none other than Lions head coach and athletic director, Coach Doug Dixon. Coach, talked about it a little bit. Great special teams play, which you've had all year, make your life a lot easier for your defense. And your defense went for a shutout back-to-back weeks and just getting it done overall on both sides of the ball. Talk to me about the defense and just what a great job they did last Friday.
Obviously, Kyle, they did a great job. And, you know, again, just as the offense starts those guys up front, the defense does as well. You know, we had great play by the guys up front, Tate Dixon. The other side of Scotty Chapman, our kicker, is a defensive end, and he did a great job playing for us there. We also had T.J. Donahue up there on the front. We had our outside linebackers walking up some with Grant Vians and Brendan Kahn. And we just had great, great, great play up front. And you can't do that without linebacker play. And our two inside linebackers, Will Livingston and Cade Rayburn, both did a great job for us. It was a very good overall defensive performance.
Yeah, it certainly was. And you also had some strong play from your corners as well.
Excellent. We sure did. You know, it was corners and safety. The defense, sort of the quarterback of our defense is our free safety, Sam Edwards. but he does a great job. But we also had a very good performance out of Sam Bilyeu at one of the quarters, Grayson Abernathy, and as well as Reggie Shepard played the other quarter. And then our other safeties, young sophomore Ben Andrews, who does a great job both playing the pass and coming up strong for the run.
Yeah, you got that right, and they got things done on all phases, and of course, special teams play made that possible, and they were able to shut things down on defense. So just a dominating win last Friday all the way around, and it's got to get your young guys fired up, no doubt about that. And again, you got to take it one week at a time. The cliche is just as true as ever, but yeah, that's how you have to look at it, and you're looking at a pretty tough opponent coming up this Friday night as you will take on Terrell Academy. And that will be on, of course, the 16th. Overall, the Terrell Academy Eagles finished with a record of 6-4. More importantly, they finished with a record of 5-0 in league play. So they were getting things done within their conference. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about the Eagles and what you expect.
Yeah, a very sound football team. They run the spread. They're probably 60-40 run pass out of the spread. They do a lot of quarterback counter. They'll run the zone, inside, outside zone. They do a good job with the run game. The throw game is a lot of times during their trips open set. They got a big number 40 wide receiver that likes to get the ball to him on the fade. They run a good job, do a good job with their screen game. Just a very diverse offense, and pose some challenges for us, but challenges we look forward to. You look at their defense, they're a five-man front. They're very aggressive in their five-man front. They usually have, they'll keep 8 or 9 in the box most of the time. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but one that we look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, it's going to be really important to set the tone with your line to give, to give Connor a good chance to get things going behind center. What would you say, what's your offensive game plan? How do you plan to attack that strong defense?
Hey, we're going to be, again, multiple of what we do. We will formation them, try to create lanes to run in. We will throw the ball enough to keep them honest. And we're going to play line football. We have a certain way that we like to attack the game, and we're going to do that. We're going to try to control the clock, control the line of scrimmage, and hold on that football. It's hard for them to score when we're holding.
You got that right, and ultimately, just avoid turnovers. They'll kill you. They always say walks will kill you in baseball. Turnovers will kill you in football, and that's the big thing. If you got that ball, nobody's going to take that from you. You control the clock, and you can control the tempo of your offense. And flip it around on the defensive side of the ball. You said they got a really diverse offense. Same question, but flip it around on the defensive side of the ball. How do you neutralize that ground game, and how do you neutralize them in the air?
Yeah, we're going to do some personnel moves, put some people in different spots, try to attack them a little differently, show them a front that they've not seen before, and just be very aggressive in our approach to it. We got to stop the run game first, always. So we're gonna make sure we concentrate on stopping the run game, and then mix our coverages up in the secondary. Give them several different looks from our coverages. Make their quarterback have to hesitate. And hopefully, if he's hesitating, that gives our defensive line and linebackers a chance to get in there and put pressure on him. Maybe get the sack.
Yeah, get pressure, get the sack. Also, get him to, if you can get that quarterback struggle a little bit in the pocket, makes him gets a little bit of the happy feet back there. Also could lead to some turnovers from your corners and safeties. So, yeah, it's just important to have that defensive front ready, and I know your guys are going to be ready. And, Coach, we're going to go ahead and take our second commercial break here. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pride of the Lions right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. Each week on Pride of the Lions, we break down all things sports from St. Andrew's School. And when we come back, we will talk more with Coach Dixon, talk about preview their upcoming matchup as the Lions will be taking on Terrell Academy. Stick around. More Pride of the Lions coming up on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island 92.7 FM.
More St. Andrew's Pride of the Lions on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to Pride of the Lions right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. Welcome you back to Pride of the Lions, the show that focuses in on all things St. Andrew's School Athletics. Another big week, another big W for the Lions as they march into the second round of the Class 2A GISA playoffs. They will be taking on Terrell Academy in Dawson, Georgia, and that'll be a 7:30 start coming up this Friday, November the 16th. We previewed that matchup, talk about their big shutout victory in the first round of the playoffs against Piedmont Academy. And we've been talking with Coach Dixon, who's so gracious to join us every week and recap Lions football here, and talked about kind of the game plan a little bit for prepping for a strong, kind of diverse offense when you're dealing with Terrell Academy. But your guys are up for the challenge. And just as we kind of close things out on this last segment here, any big plans, just kind of getting ready, any pep rallies going on at the school, any special events to wish the boys off? And I'm sure there'll be a huge huge caravan heading to Dawson.
You're exactly right. We'll have a big send-off for the boys Friday morning as we take off. And we also have a fan bus that's been chartered to go down too. So we're looking forward to having a lot of people turned out down in Dawson for the game, and excited about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And yeah, that's just, I knew it'd be, everybody's going to be pretty fired up this week, just players, coaches, you name it. And yeah, that's pretty great. You got the fan bus set up, so you know fans and students can come along for the game. And yeah, I'm sure there'll be a big caravan behind that bus as well.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got that right. So, Coach, that's pretty awesome. And yeah, I'm just really excited. Again, this is going to be a big matchup and another big test. Is you know you're facing a team really strong on both sides of the ball, and they've done really well in Class 2A region play this year, undefeated. In fact, yeah, they beat Piedmont Academy, also shut them out earlier in the year, 41-0. Going back, looking at their box scores here, and we try to go, you know, pretty football heavy as it is football season, but at St. Andrew's School, sports are 365, and as you know, as the athletic director, and a lot of fun. Sports are getting ready to get started here. We're not far from basketball and a few other great winter sports as well. And Coach, talk to me about just some of the programs that are just getting ready to get started here.
Hey, we're in full mode almost for winter sports. We'll have a scrimmage Wednesday night at 5 and 6:30. Versus Islands, and it'll be at our place. So we'll be scrimmaging Islands on Wednesday night, 5 and 6:30. On Saturday, we'll have our first games of the year. We'll be playing JV boys, JV girls, varsity girls, and varsity boys. We'll start at 2:00, and the last one will tip off at 5:30.
All right. Yes. I mean, a lot going on. And yeah, I knew that a practice hadn't been going on for some time. And of course, Coach Abrams and just the great coaching staff for both boys and girls always do a great job. And yeah, I know they're excited to get things going. And yeah, just always great to know that, yeah, there is never a dull moment. You've always got a program going. And of course, if there's any information that any fans or parents or even students might need, they can always visit saslions.com, correct?
You're exactly right. And also, I would be remiss if I didn't. Our swim team will be in action this Thursday. Actually, it's going to be Friday. They'll be in action over at the Chatham County Aquatic Center. They'll be competing, and it's a number of teams will be in the meet. So it'll be a big opportunity for that team. And we're excited for them as they start their season off as well.
Yeah, that's a great venue over there. So yeah, best of luck to the swim teams overall. Yeah, I'm really glad you mentioned that. And again, any times or any updates, any news you might need, of course, go to saslions.com, as the coach mentioned before. And Coach, got about a minute here, and just want to thank you always for taking the time to join me this week. And looking forward to a big one this week. Again, the Lions are playing in the second round of the GISA Class 2A playoffs. Will be taking on the Terrell Academy Eagles, and that will be on the road at 7:30 p.m. this Friday, November the 16th in Dawson, Georgia. Coach, as we head out for the evening, anything you'd like to say to Lions Nation out there?
Hey, I just come out and support these Lions this Friday night. Also, I'd like to encourage anybody that wants the opportunity to be a part of a great school, a great athletic program. We'd love to have them come out and visit St. Andrews. We're excited about what we're doing through our entire athletic program, and our academics are second to none. It would be a great, great, great opportunity. We'd love to have them come by and visit and just see what we have to offer. And we'd love to get to meet them. And obviously, the most important thing, and I'm going to end it as I usually do with you, Kyle, go Lions.
Go Lions. That's right. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. That was head coach of your St. Andrews School Lions, Doug Dixon. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. That's another episode of Pride of the Lions in the books. Join us next week. And you have been listening to ESPN Savannah Hilton at 104.3, 1400 AM.
This has been Pride of the Lions, a weekly look inside St. Andrews School Athletics with Kyle Lawson. Tune in next Wednesday, 6 to 6:30 on ESPN Radio.